7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, we're starting. We gotta get it together. Alright, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. You know what's up. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and boy oh boy, I'm having a pretty good morning, all things considered. Why am I having such a good morning? Because I slept so well. I slept for almost 8 hours. It was a freaking miracle. And then I thought, oh, that was so great sleep, and I think I'll just lay here and try to go back to sleep for 15 minutes. Yeah, that didn't happen, so I had to get up and watch some football and doing some stuff. And here comes Peppa. She has arrived. And why is Peppa here? That's right, because we're sitting here in the Simph Zone. You want to play Simph because you're a Simph kitty. And this is where the cat gets super suspicious, and she walks on top of all the patch cables, and she kind of wants to stick her face in the rack, and she's got to come over here and sniff everything while I'm trying to do stuff. Well, Tobe, what are you trying to do? Well, I don't even know. Don't flick and kick me. You're standing on the damn patch cables, and that's what I need. Yeah, last night I unpatched that big old mess that I had going on, and I thought, yeah, I want to do some stuff. And I thought, well, the first thing I want to do is make cymbal sounds, because weren't we trying to do cymbals or something yesterday? And we just sort of didn't have the resources, and the cat is still standing. Hi, move your fluffy butt. Your butt is in the way. I can't simp if you're standing here. And the best part of it is she's got her tail waving in my face. Do you think this distracts me? Do you think this is going to cause me to not? All right, well, let's just let her sit here for a minute and figure out that there's nothing for her to do. Yeah, you know, quit whapping your tail on my face. Oh, the other good part of last night was after I watched some sports stuff. Oh, guess what was on TV, on Turner Classic Movies? It was the original, the first Godzilla movie. And yes, it was the actual Japanese version, not the Americanized. Oh, we better put Raymond Burr in here. We'll just shoot some cutaway scenes and we'll stick them in it. Peppa, don't even, no, you're not going to get in there. You can't get in the rack.
There's no kitties allowed in the Simph rack.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, kitties need to not do anything. And so, yeah, I got to watch the original Godzilla, not Perry Mason in the Case of the Giant Lizard. No, no, you don't get to sit here. I need these cables. You're moving. Kitty ass gets moved. Okay. Now, we can finally get down to business, because the first thing we need to do is grab a patch cable, and we need to start plugging stuff into stuff. And what we're going to do today is, well, what exactly? So we're going to take the white noise and we're going to plug it into our filter. And then we're going to take a little cable. We need a long cable, and we're going to go out of the high pass from the filter, and we're going to go into the input of the VCA. That's always good. And we are going to then need some modulation for the VCA. So let's go take the CV out of the VCA, and we're going to put that into, I mean, the CV in of the VCA is going to go into the output of the function generator. And now we need to trigger our function generator. So we are going to... What are we going to do? I need some trigger. Right, we're going to go straight out of Florian and into the function generator. The output of the VCA is already plugged into the mixer. And so when I push this button, we should have some noise in an envelope. Oh my goodness, we got some noise. Doesn't exactly sound like a cymbal though. It's cool. All right, so that attack needs to come way down. That's pretty good. And the decay needs to come way down. Not that far down. Although, you know, that would be a good closed hi-hat or something, right? Nah, green, that's not that good. Let's open that up a little bit more. Let's bump it up a little bit more. That's pretty good. A little bit more. A little bit more. Probably too much. But we're going to leave it right there, and instead we're going to start tweaking on the shape of that envelope, taking it from linear to... What's on this side? That's the wrong way. Tobe, you're turning the damn knob the wrong way. We want exponential. There we go. A little bit more. Yeah, let's back it off a little bit. There we go. Kind of sounds like a cymbal or something. If we really wanted to cymbal that up, we'd need to do all kinds of stuff with stuff that I don't have. And we, to be frank, wait a second. Maybe can we do a thing here? What are you thinking, Tobe? What is this other? Tobe, are you trying to tell us that you still haven't read the manual? Well, it's not that I haven't read the manual, because it's true that I have not read the manual, but what does this do? What is this other CV over here? And can we make it do something? And what happens if I turn this on? I'm trying to... That's not what I want to do. Oh, it's not even up. Give it some level. I'm kind of trying to frequency modulate the filter here. But no, I'm going to have to learn what this thing is before I do that. What we need to do is... I'm going to plug this back in because... I had to unplug a thing. We'll do that later. At some point in time, if I really want to synthesize cymbals, you got to get that frequency modulation business going. You got to get some of that metallic ringy stuff. Now, because I don't want to sit here and push this button all the time, what am I thinking? I want to plug... What into what? Yes, we need to get a clock into a sequencer, and that will trigger that, and that way we should be able to push this button and just get regular, yay, I did it. I made synth. Yeah, okay. That's cool. Now what do we do with it? We could tweak the EQ. Ugh, that sounds crappy. There, that's all right. That sounds pretty good right about there. How about some rhythmic interest? Yeah, we could push this button. Yeah. Ooh. It's so groovy. And that's beautiful and all, but is that all we got going? Well, since this is all coming out of Florian, we could get some bass out of here too, but it'll be the exact same pattern. Let's stop that for just a second. And we turn that up, and we turn this up, and we push this button, and is this all... Yeah, this looks fairly good. What do we get? What do we get? Ooh. Kind of got some kind of weird bass going there. That's fun. We need to do something else. Let's introduce some pitch to this bass line. So I'm going to turn up some of these sequencer knobs and do some kind of random positions here just to see what happens. And then we got to turn up this knob. Not that one, this one. Okay. Yeah, so that's a thing that's kind of happening. Obviously, we're going to need something else. So let's plug, let's clock. Let's take some clock out of Florian, and we'll send it over to the old performance sequencer here. And we're going to say, take an external clock, and we're going to say, okay, get ready. And then we're going to press go. I said go. That's like strangely hard to parse. What's the beginning of that? The funny thing is the way that the sequencer is set up, it's kind of deceptive. And it doesn't it skip? Wasn't it skipping a note or something? The clock is not being... Oh, I think I know what's up here. Because, yeah, I've got really weird clock going into this thing, so it's having a hard time. Yeah, it goes ding, and then it skips that second note, plays the third note. Interesting. Okay, on the one. One. Oh boy. We got polymeter. he says. Yes, this could get weird. Now, I left all of the FM stuff plugged in. I got the APC sitting right here still plugged in. So let's get this going, and we'll add some FM. And let me just reset this. This is so weird. God, yeah, it skips the second note because of the clock. Anyway, FM. Thank you.
so crazy.
And the next question I have is, how am I going to modulate the modulation? How am I going to modulate my frequency modulation? How do I do that? Can I run it into... I need a mixer. I got this mixer, and I got that mixer. We could... Yeah, I'm not going to worry about this right now. I'm not going to. Because we need to find... We need to find some more stuff. We need to find some more sounds. What are we doing? You know what's going on here? Yeah, see, what I need to do is I need to set a threshold. Is anything above the threshold? No, wait. Don't think about it, Tub. I got too many things going on in my brain at once. What's the cat doing? Oh, she's just sitting right behind me. I was kind of worried there because I couldn't see where she was. That's not a good thing. Anyway, okay. Modulating the modulus. Gonna be a zing-a-zing-zangulus. What am I doing? What are we doing here? We're doing synth. You can hear the nice switch. I have a nice loud switch on the potentiometer in the box that is the APC. And it makes a pretty damn solid click when you turn it on or off. Alright, so, yeah, what am I doing again? How about, did I push the wrong button? Yeah, I pushed the wrong button. Hold on. We gotta push this button, then this button. It still doesn't work. Maybe it's this button and this button. Do I press Alt or do I press Edit? And it's not Alt. I press Edit and I get... Okay, all I want... Am I doing it wrong? I'm doing it wrong. And I can't seem to remember how to... Okay, well... Maybe just by itself? No, because that's giving me probability for that channel. Yeah. Well, maybe we don't need ratchets after all. Maybe we need to be thinking about something else. No, my brain makes me want to do this. Why does this not go into... I'm pushing this at the same time as I'm pushing this. And I get nothing. I'm pushing this while at the same time I'm pushing this, and I still get nothing. How do I... Okay, let's... Exit. And now, I push that. It's the wrong thing. I exit. I push this and that. It's the wrong thing. Nothing even happened that time. Still nothing happening. What about Alt? No. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to skip this for a second because I really cannot figure out what's going on here. And now the cat's trying to get back in here. Hi! What are you doing, Dingins? There's no simp for babies today. There's no simping for you, good Googans. Alright. So, let's plug some stuff in. I'm going to take the output from the runaway oscillator. Plug it into the input of a VCA. And why are you trying to sneak in here? I see your sneaky butt trying to sneak in here. Yeah, no, you need move your kitty ass. I'm sitting here. You're not the chairman of the synth committee. I'm the chairman of the synth committee. So we're gonna plug in the output of the VCA into the audio mixer. And just for giggles, because what the hell, why not? No, move your kitty face. Move, what are you doing? No standing on the mixer. There's no standing on the mixer. We're going to take a long cable. We're going to take the end of cycle out of the function generator. We're going to use that to modulate that. Okay. So I'm going to push play. And why am I not getting anything? Pippa, I'm so distracted by the damn cat that I cannot synth. You need to move your butt. Is everything plugged in right? The output of this is going into the input of that. The output of this is going into the mixer. The mixer is turned up. I'm getting... Wait. Number two, levels. Okay, here we go. Pippa, what are you doing? You need to be good, baby, not so bad, baby. Is this just too fast to deal with it? I think this is just too fast. Yeah, it's just gonna hold open. So, let's get it down on the edge here, see if that helps any. Does not. So instead, we're going to unplug that. We're going to... Why are the big cables mixed in with the medium cables? How did this happen? Where's my envelope? I got... here, we can take the VCA envelope out of fluorine and plug it in. Wait, that's an output, right? Why does this not work? Now we just have more of this. Pippa? Pippa's trying to keep sneaking in here. What are you doing? You're in my face, you know. Nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. How boring. What if we take the filter envelope instead? That's going to have to be good enough, tuning-wise. But I'm still not excited. What if we use this? Maybe we just get clicks. Not long enough. I need more envelope. We could use LFO.
not even synced up, which kind of makes it cool. Doing? What is this supposed to be? Nobody knows. What if we add the other thing? Yeah, see, that's not synced up. That's being opened up by the LFO. Almost a thing. Let's give it some FM. What? Kind of a thing now. This is starting to get out of hand. This is a bunch of weird stuff that I didn't mean to do that has suddenly fallen into a thing, because that's what happens here on the Dubious Synth Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go. This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me.
Thanks, Chief.
The end of the line, yes.
Now we go down the drain. And now we start up the secret message. And I'm out of here. Bye-bye.